neighbor if they have identical property. That's all.
And Mr. Chairman, I guess I would just say I think the problem is, and I think we all understand this dramatic increase, is, especially after this year, has been horrible. But if in the past they have not done the incremental increases that the other counties have done to try to get up there, then they're never going to have this big increase because they've done it correctly and done incremental increases across time, whereas we haven't done it. And I think that's
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. But correctly is a relative term.
Well, and your question about the raising,
in this regard,
the amount, the valuation, why we went higher than everybody else, because part of my campaign was to bring these nightly rental people back into where they're supposed to be as a business. They have to have a business license if they're in Branson. 85% is probably going to be that. And it's only because, and think about it, Jeff, you're a realtor. You sell a house to somebody, and they put all their money into it, and this is their dream home, and then the next-door neighbor decides to make the house there a nightly rental, and they burn the woods down that belong to this guy right behind
it. I think we're on a different topic.
Well, we're on the topic of why we went up and what's fair.
I mean,
so
if,
that's what we're looking at.
If we want to go nightly rental, I guess we can...
Well, we're getting ready to hit that, and we might, I know Greg and all of our time, we've talked about this. I mean, we may try to come up with some universal solution for some of these, and I don't, we can talk about that as a board, especially after we hit the first one on these nightly rentals that's coming up. But, let's... If we would, let's
move on to 2021-19. It's teleconference. Before I do that, Mr. Reed. Well, sorry, we got Rush and Reed. Are we related? No, I'm kidding.
Just call me Joe.
Come on, you've been very patient, and come up and share.
Do your agenda if you need.
Come up and share, sir. You're good. We made room for you on the agenda. We made room for Rush, and we're going to make room for Reesh. Do we have any other renditions of the name?
Yeah, did you bring us shoes?
Yeah.
I've been before this group before, but it's been 20 years. So
okay.
Bear with me.
Okay.
I could hear better, and I could see better back then. Okay, I'm here to fuss at the assessments in the downtown area and specifically South Commercial Street of Branson. They urban renewed the area 10 years ago, and to my thinking, it has not took off and flown like they thought it should. My assessments on the two buildings I own there, two different properties, and Susan can call them up if you want to, but
I've not even looked at your stuff, Joe. I haven't looked at downtown.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Go ahead and just share what you got.
I don't think the city helped that area at all, and at our expense did facilitate traffic flow in the landing area and on Business Route 65, but kind of hem us in. Things that happen, the just issues that affect the value of the buildings there are traffic count, and I used to see 26 people an hour at my old shoe store. If we see 26 people at the History Museum in a day, we've done well.
You know where we're at. What's your address, sir?
The
building address?
Parcel numbers, what would be best? The 120 South Commercial.
There you go, 120 South Commercial. The old Reese Shoes, now the historic building. So.
And to clarify, you're just here to give us some information about values?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's been no new construction in the taxation district called the CID. Since they put that thing in.
So are you going to donate that building? Are you going to donate that building to the Historical Society?
Well, they're working on me. I'm getting my arm twisted.
Okay, the reason I'm asking you is it would make it tax exempt.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be your first thing to flip it on over, because that is you are letting the public in for a charitable purpose to educate.
Yes.
And change their hearts.
Yes.
And Joe, here, if it's all right, Mr. Chairman, can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Joe, and we want to help you, but because of so many appeals here this year, I want to try to narrow this in.
Yeah.
Is this something that you could also get with the assessor about? In other words, if you're talking about there are factors that have decreased, in your opinion, the property values down at the downtown area, I think that the assessor can take all of that into account, but she hasn't hit those yet, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay, she hasn't even hit any of it.
Chuck was the last.
Yeah. And we, in other words, when we hear it, it's usually on an appeal basis. In other words, when we get there, and we don't want to dissuade you, but I do think the person you probably ought to talk to is the assessor's office, so that, as a group even, of the people downtown.
I understand.
So and I think probably an income approach might very well help the History Museum.
The income approach could help every property owner in that area.
I bet it could.
Did your valuation go up last year? Did your valuation go up? What did it go
from? Now, guys, I'm deaf as a post, and
what did it go up from and to? What was your... It's hard for me to see. My eyes have gotten worse in the last 20 years.
I don't know why a commercial property would have gone up. If we've not even...
Yeah, you didn't do it this year.
I was going to say, nobody... Yeah.
Okay. So nothing changed in the last year?
No.
So nor even in the last three or four.
Okay.
I'm saying it's out of whack. Like Mr. Rush's property that went underwater for the first time since white folks had been in Taney County in two centuries.
But then there's the question of why are you building there?
Right. Things changed.
Hey, good to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Joe.
I love the History Museum.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad we did something right.
Thank you for coming, Joe. And do get, you know, when those assessments go out on the downtown again at some point, then get with the assessor and try to get something worked out. And the income approach is probably going to help a lot of those people, okay?
Thank you for that. Yeah, I've known Susan since she was a kid.
You've got my number. So.
Yes. I've spoke twice.
On personal, not on anything for assessment.
See you in late July.
Yeah, in a couple weeks.
Good luck.
All right. We're going to move to 2021-19. It's teleconference. Schmidt's Family Trust. Is there a person's name on here? I'm just not seeing what person.
There's no name on it. It's just Schmidt's Family Trust. Margaret?
Thank you.
It's just a condo at the Landing?
I believe so.
No, it's selling. What is she saying that it needs to go down to?
It is a Landing. She doesn't really say.
Can I say something on this one?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Did you work something out?
So this is a Branson Landing condo. From what I see in the picture, this is one that actually looks down on the fountains and, you know, that main fabulous spot where everybody wants to be. And we actually have sales letters for a unit right across the fountains or right across from them, identical. And they're going for around 190 a square foot, which puts her around at 1260 square feet. It puts her at $239,400. And I've got the sales letters here that show that. And so I'm saying she should stay the same at 227, 261 that we've actually got her at right now.
We obviously know that you have it at 227.
Correct.
What was it last year? What was it last year?
198, 143.
Okay, so she's gone up some. percentage.
Oh, significant percent. Have you done a physical inspection of this property?
All we can do is the outside of the building. Those are put, their assessments are done by plat. That's what I'm told, because you can't obviously go in and measure each condo.
Okay.
And we're not going inside. So, yes, we go down to the exterior, we take pictures, but there's nothing we can do but go by the plat.
Right.
I mean that's a over 20% increase. Is this nightly rental?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, so we've seen two. It's a significant increase.
This one was probably done because of the sales letters that came in, and she was significantly lower than all of her neighbors is what that happened. You know, like I said, when you look at the roof, when we put our values on there. She was so much lower. We had somebody in there that was at $2 a square foot. So, yeah.
I guess I don't understand why the significant increase from 2020 to 2021 on this. But let's hear her case on this, Margaret.
So on this one, though, it is the index increase. You know that, right?
It's what?
It is the index increase.
Regardless of whether it's an index increase, okay. It's significant.
It's under 14%.
That's more than 14%.
Can you look again? Because it's
yes,
only the index.
I will.
I think you've got the percentage wrong.
Hello, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this Margaret?
Under 15.
This is Richard, her husband.
Okay, Richard. Very good. We're here with the board and the assessor and the clerk. Did I catch you okay time?
Yes.
We're looking at your appeal here, and do anything you want to share with us?
Well, we wrote a letter to you, and I don't know if you have that in hand, but that pretty much explains everything. My biggest thing is I talked to the assessor, and he said that he thought it was assessed a little high. The square footage of this condo is 1,280 square feet, and a lot of times it gets confused with the regular two bedrooms. It's a lot larger. So I think he spotted this. But anyway, I just thought a 20% increase was excessive. You know, it was kind of surprised me. And
I'm looking at closer to a 15% increase on here, because I think your last year you were, was it 198?
I'd have to look it up.
It's like 227.
Yeah, 198, 143. So he only went up the index, and then here's my sales letters for comparable units facing the fountains. And they both come up 190 to 195 square feet.
You said you were 1260 square feet?
1280.
1280 square feet, okay.
So like I said, if I multiply by $190 a square foot, and we have them at 1260 square feet on our stuff, that puts him at 239,400, so I'm just saying leave him where he was. Well, you've got him at 227.
We have your opinion of value here. You don't need to request that we keep it at that opinion of value. We know what it is.
It could be 1260. I thought it was 1280. I don't have any paperwork on it.
I have another card here. They sent in their property profile card. I say property profile card, the change of notice card that has, we have you down at the current valuation. That's 227, 261. This